The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up the rear.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gene Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates, and I have been captured by aliens and taken to Des Moines, and I need help.
And what are you doing there?
Well, you put me in solitary confinement so that I'd finish this book. So I'm working on our book with a good attitude and lots of energy.
And that's the book we've been talking about for 4 years, right? You have to get that book finished.
I know. It's not easy to write a book. I mean, well, you got to give me a little break here. I mean, it's kind of like, I know I have to get it done.
Well, it's because there's been so many other things going on, too. So I know it is going to get done. But it is a never-ending project, it seems like. But it is going to end by the end of this year.
Yes, the project that
from
never
hell.
Ends. All right, we've got lots and lots of stuff to talk about this month of October. We've been talking about disguises and how many disguises we really wear just in our daily life. And it's nice to have information, isn't it?
Well, it is. And last week we learned a lot about hearing loss and how it impacts so many areas of our life. I mean, that was so interesting to me since it definitely affects my life.
Well, it seems like everybody I know is either has somebody they're dealing with this, and with our demographic, that makes perfect sense. And then earlier in the month, we talked about our newly acquired addiction to Botox. I'm telling you, I love that stuff. It just makes me, when I look in the mirror, I just feel so much more positive about life in general.
Well, now you've got me hooked on it. I mean, that was like, I can see it is becoming an addiction. And how we can disguise ourselves as a diamond. I mean, after I'm gone, I'm going to be this sparkly, sparkly, fabulous diamond that you can say hi to once in a while.
Yeah, you mean after you croak, we're going to have to wear you around and look at you.
Yes, yes. That's what you got to do.
Oh, okay, whatever you say. You'll never know the difference. Okay, so keep joining us on Saturday mornings, all you people out there. We can all mentally snuggle up together as the air gets a little more chilly with every passing day, it seems.
And Suzanne, our Snoop and Scoop interview today is with Lindsay Lee Hutchins, and she's the owner and editor-in-chief of Her Life magazine, and we can't wait to talk to her.
Yeah, I wonder if she's seen The Devil Wears Prada. I wonder if she's that kind of editor. You think she's nice or you think she's mean?
No, I think she's very nice. Very nice.
Okay, well, I'm glad I'm in Des Moines because I might be a little frightened if I was there. It's time for our Aging But Dangerous Dirty Little Secrets that we share with you every week. And we are going to be talking about aspirin. I know this article that has just come out on aspirin is really kind of exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting. And I know you've done this, but I have not ever been that pro-aspirin because I hate to take pills of any kind. But boy, this article really, really opened my eyes. It says that 20% of women over 55 take the painkiller every day to ward off heart disease. And now there's mounting evidence that younger women, it's preventing multiple types of cancer, it's protecting the brain, and in low doses, because it does need to be taken in low doses, it's even encouraging a healthy pregnancy.
Well, and it's not just in low doses. I mean, some of these things, they say they've really done tests. But I think it's really interesting how that younger women, it is impacting younger women, but it is a real drug and it has real side effects. So I think you have to be really careful about weighing the two back and forth.
Well, like they say, talk to your doctor. But, you know, I was saying to you, I wonder what this who did this test. And that, like you said, this is out of Women's Health magazine, so they definitely cover all their bases when they print something like this. But the aspirin's leak to cancer prevention includes a biggie, and that's breast cancer. We were talking about breast cancer a few weeks ago. And it says in the recent study that aspirin slowed the growth and spread of cancer cells and shrank tumors in mice. I mean, that is huge. That is huge.
Well, and it says also that a limited number, but that of women that were taking this low dose, it slashed their cancer risk by up to 30%. Now, wouldn't that be fabulous?
That, I know, that was really an eye-opener. And melanoma, it slashes that at 30% too. In older women, their risk for skin cancer, it's huge, yeah. And colorectal and all these different cancers, I can't get over that. All of them, Suzanne, are like 30 to 38%.
Right. Colon, rectal, and gastrointestinal cancers were reduced by 38%. I mean, it's amazing.
I know. And also memory tests. And they, you know, they took these people and they tested them. And then 5 years later, they found that those had taken a regular low-dose aspirin up their scores. Now, is that why you've become so much smarter these days?
Yeah. Yes, that's why I'm writing a book.
Of course, because you've been taking aspirin. How long have you been taking it? How long have you been taking an aspirin?
Well, I've been taking a low-dose aspirin for, oh my gosh, probably 25 years.
Oh, wow, you have?
And my doctor once really questioned me and pushed me about it. And I said, well, you know what? I said, I feel, she goes, well, why do you do this? Why do you feel compelled? And I said, you know, my gut, it tells me in my gut that I should be doing this.
Well, I had no idea you were doing that. I knew you were taking a low-dose aspirin, but I didn't know you'd been taking it for 25 years. That's amazing.
Well, and in this article, it says that previous research revealed that regular aspirin, yeah, right, I wish it was there, reduced the risk for Alzheimer's by as much as 55%.
Right.
Now, I know that my dad had Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. and so it's kind of like there's no downside to that.
And the only thing, yeah, the only thing.
Died away.
Yeah, the only thing in the article that bothered me a little, however, I am going to start doing this, but it says it can trigger or worsen an attack in some asthmatics. And I have asthma. But
I know, and the stomach and the brain bleeds. I mean, I guess I feel like that if I've taken it for this long and I haven't had any stomach or brain bleeds, it's probably not an issue that I have to deal with. But I did see that it made antidepressants less effective, that's one in mm-hmm. some cases. So mm-hmm. I don't want my antidepressant to be any less effective than it is. But I think it's worked itself out, and maybe that's why that I'm so balanced.
That very easily could be. I mean, all these things are, I mean, it's amazing. I think it's the most amazing articles I've read for a long time.
Yeah, and it's certainly worth talking to your MD about. And I think that in a lot of situations there's always risks, but in this situation the benefits so far for me anyway, I'll just speak personally, mm-hmm. outweigh the risks that I'm going to keep on taking it. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to start.
Good. Well, good. I'm going to get you into drugs, one way or the other.
Get me drugged up.
Okay, well, here's something else that we found, and that is, and I think this is really interesting, that 66% of runners agree that running with their significant other leads to more sex.
I can believe that.
I know you said that to me, like, you said, well, when I told you that, you said, mm-hmm. well, that doesn't surprise me. Well, and I think that's interesting because I never thought of that, but...
But, you know, you exercise together and those endorphins kick in and you get more energetic and you're really together. And I think you can really feel each other and the energy and that just is a turn on. It's a real turn on. So
I wish I had someone to run with. We can use that as code.
Yeah, you'll find him. Suzanne, the holidays are coming and they're coming really, really quick. And Transcend Medispa. They will give you you can receive a free complimentary skin care assessment, and they'll give you a detailed skin analysis, and then they will recommend what you need to do for your skin. Go there and let them and get this assessment. It is so great. They will tell you all kinds of things you can do for your skin and for, you know, whether you need Botox or whether you know, whatever you need. And also, this would be a good thing to tell your significant other for a Christmas present, because they would love it if they knew exactly what to get you for Christmas. That would be...
Well, and I think you're right about it. It's not always Botox, but we can all do things like, I've got these little brown spots I'd like to see you go bye-bye, so... Anyway, we all have room for improvement.
Right.
All right, and go to www.agingbutdangerous.com to check us out, our latest blogs. You can listen to our past radio shows if you haven't had a chance to, either live or on streaming them. And you can sign up for our monthly drawings. And we only have 1 week left for October, so you've got, because this is this crazy long month. And so you can go, and you have one more week to sign up, and that's for lunch with Crave, at Crave, not with Crave. Will crave it with us. At the West End, and that's a great scene out there, plus delicious food.
And also, the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries are giving away two $50 tickets for the Taste of Thanksgiving. That's on November 8th, and that's from 6 to 9:30, 20 fabulous chefs. It's going to be so great, and we're giving a drawing for those two tickets.
And that should be really a great event with great food, and I would like to be invited by whoever gets those tickets. I'd like to say right now, see, when I go south, I start talking like the hillbilly I am.
Because yeah, you're not in Missouri, you're in Iowa.
I know, but it still comes out. Okay, and everybody knows I love my Volkswagen Beetle. Everybody knows it because they talk about it ad nauseum. But Westside Volkswagen has taken such amazing care of me and my little beetle named Woo, and it has been a great experience dealing with Westside Volkswagen. I cannot say enough good things about them. Everyone in their service department is stellar to work with, and it's just an overall positive experience all the way around at Westside Volkswagen, and really about anything you do. So if you're not loving, and I am saying loving, the time you're spending driving that car of yours, you need a new one. Life is too short not to be loving all the miles we put in. So go to Westside Volkswagen on Highway 100 at 394. Drive a VW of any model. Volkswagens are awesome automobiles, and you just can't go wrong. Tell them you're aging but dangerous, and you want to have the most fun out of life while you're still alive. Maybe you shouldn't say it that way. And you'll never regret it.
And we're so excited about Sunrise Bank. I mean, how much fun are we going to have with this sponsor? It's like so many things coming up that we'll be telling you about Sunrise Banks. And you know what? Maybe they'll be able to teach me how to balance my checkbook.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I were you.
It's a wonderful neighborhood bank, and you feel so comfortable with them. And they are just so great. They're offering all kinds of numerous services. And it's just going to be great. They love working with women over 50, and that's aging but dangerous. That's us. So there will be more to come on Sunrise Banks.
Well, and I just had a situation yesterday, and I'm banking there now, and they were so great. They just took care of it, and I was so impressed. I'm really impressed with them, Jeannie.
I know. Well, good. I know, and you're serious about that, and I'm really glad.
I'm serious about my money,
serious.
Honey.
Serious, yeah.
All right, you're listening to Jean and Suzanne, and we are telling the down and dirty truth about aging and many others. Sizzling topics on aging but dangerous sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
So, Listen, all you single men and women out there, do you put a disguise on about your social life? Big question here. I think that's true. I think a lot of you do. Like, oh, I don't need to date. I'm too busy with other stuff. Like, when deep down inside, you would love to have companionship. And so if you're looking for fun and someone to share your life with and a companion, then go to Great Expectations. They have 35 years of experience in matching you to someone that fits your specifications. So go to agingbutdangerous.com, click on Great Expectations, and make an appointment to go into their offices in Edina and talk to them. And stop whining about how hard it is to meet someone. Talking is free, people. It can't hurt.
And tell them Aging with Dangerous sent you because you might get a deal.
We love shopping at Liquor Boy. I'm sorry, but they have the best prices. They are unbelievable.
And selection.
Oh.
Fabulous selection.
They do. And they are, it's so well designed. I mean, you go in there and I thought it was going to be a warehouse, but it's so comfortable to be in there. And their stock, like you said, is just, and it's beautifully done.
And they'll carry things out to your car.
I know, they're the nicest. They're so friendly and so helpful. And they're right there by Costco and in that area by the West End. And so I'm telling you, you cannot beat their prices any place and or anything else they have. So go to Liquor Boy and tell them Aging But Dangerous sent you.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And there is a relatively new magazine in town, and a lot of people don't really know about it yet. And so we are here to spread the news. It's free. It's a killer magazine. And I just moved here, back here, kind of lived between Kansas City and here. And in Kansas City, it is this huge magazine. It's everywhere you look. So we're so excited to have it here. And we have a special guest to fill us in on all the poop.
And we have with us today the owner and editor of Her Life magazine, Lindsay Lee Hutchins. Welcome
Hello.
To the show, Lindsay.
Thank you.
And we are going to find out all about this wonderful magazine today. So, but first of all, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, absolutely. I am from the Minneapolis area. I grew up in Apple Valley, just south of Minneapolis, and I've lived here my whole life. I went to college at the University of St. Thomas in St. Paul. So I'm very familiar with the local area here, and I've always wanted to own a business of my own, and this one kind of came out of the blue, and it was such a perfect fit for I think our market and for myself, for fulfilling that dream that I've always had. And so,
and you are so young. How old are you? You're like
30? I'm 32.
30, such
either that or we're so, either that or we're so old.
Yeah, right? There you go. Yeah, there you go. There you go. We're so old. Yeah. Well, tell us about Her Life magazine. We love it. And of course, we love it so much because we've been in it now
yes,
for a couple
absolutely.
Months.
Absolutely, it's been fun to have you.
It has been really great. So
yeah,
tell us a little bit.
We are a local women's magazine, and it's complimentary to all of you readers out there. So it's kind of a different format. You can find it all across the metro, and it's filled with amazing women's interest pieces. We do local woman on every single cover every month, local business spotlights within the pages, and then we also do fashion spreads that use local hair and makeup and models and boutiques where you can go down the street and find some of the items that you're seeing in the magazine. So it has that amazing local feel in a really high quality, fashion, glossy, beautiful type publication, and then it's free to you, so you can pick it up all across the metro area.
And it is very, very high quality, I think. I mean,
Thank you.
Is very sophisticated looking. I love seeing it. Well, what prompted you to start the magazine?
Well, like I said, I had always wanted to start my own business and do something for myself. I just wasn't sure what it would be. And actually, a friend of mine started the magazine in Kansas City, which has grown so much in the last 6 years. She just won Publication of the Year in Kansas City here this past year. So, you know, she kind of came to me and said, hey, what do you think about doing this in the Twin Cities? I think it would be a really good fit, and I'd love to do it with you. And she, you know, wanted me to be a part of it. And it was one of those times in my life where I loved my job, but, you know, I knew that I wanted to do something different eventually. And it kind of presented itself at the perfect time, and we went for it.
So how long have you been doing it?
2.5 years.
2.5 years, yeah. And you're really growing.
Yeah, oh yes.
You're really growing.
We've grown a lot in the last 2 years. We've almost doubled in size, so.
Well, and Leslie, I get my magazines at Kowalski's right down the street from me, and they just, I mean, those magazines, people are really taking them because I watch them go down and I watch them fill up.
Yes. Yes,
that's the thing.
Oh yeah, they fly off the shelves, and I attribute a lot of that to, you know, the folks that are being featured in the magazine, like you guys and people that are talking about it, and they're recognizing it and seeing it out, and people are picking it up, and it's really exciting.
And we're getting a lot of good feedback on ours. People are really talking about that article, so that's been wonderful.
Great.
And that, like, leads us into your demographic. I think it covers so many different areas, doesn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
It's not just for one.
It's for every woman.
It is.
Yep. We try to reach, you know, women in the Twin Cities at really any age range. I'd say our core demographic would be probably between 30 and 60, which is a really widespread age range. And we try to have something for every woman in the piece. So you might find something, you know, on Going Gray in one issue, and then in the next issue it's on preventing wrinkles, or it's on, you know, so we try to kind of really vary that content and make sure that we're reaching women at all different times and points in their lives, and they'll find something they can identify with.
And you said you just came from a shoot for a magazine.
Yes, yes.
And so you work with a lot of local people then.
Absolutely.
For those
yep.
shoots, they don't fly somebody
local.
In from New York.
No, we have such amazing hair, makeup, photographers. We have some of the best photographers. Oh, they're just amazing, and I love working with them, and we've developed relationships with them over the last few years, and you know, they never let us down. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Love to see that people use that local talent,
because
we have so much of it.
Oh, we do.
Well, what about any stories that have been really interesting, or anything that stood out in your mind?
Every story that we do is exciting to me in one way or another. I mean, we try to find women from all different walks of life and all different points in their lives. And, you know, for instance, the one that we're working on right now is our December cover, and it's a woman by the name of Ann Sempowski Ward, who is the CEO of the Times brand. I don't know if you're familiar.
What is that?
The lotions and candles. It's a local company does hand lotions, soaps, candles. It's an amazing company, and a lot of local boutiques carry it. And she just became the CEO. So we run the gamut from women who are, you know, a high-level executive in a corporate setting to someone who is literally your neighbor and, you know, a mom of, you know, a number of amazing children. And, you know, we kind of try to bring all of that together.
Well, and I know one of our members, Suzanne, remember one of our members, Extreme Plumbing, was in your magazine.
Oh, yeah. You know Suzanne?
Suzanne. She's the only plumber, only woman plumber in the Twin Cities
or something.
Oh, she's
amazing. Master plumber, yes.
Yeah, master plumber. And so you do have just very interesting articles, and then it's just so exciting to see these women that you profile and how they got there. And
yes, and that's
very
a big
inspirational
focus.
I mean, you get some great inspiration in the magazine.
Yes, and that's a big focus for us, keeping women connected in all senses of that phrase. That's our tagline, and it's really important to us, keeping you connected to people in your community, to things that are going on, and also keeping you connected to yourself and your dreams. And you see these inspirational stories and read about these women and their their journeys and hope that you can get something out of it that you'll bring with you into your daily life.
Mm-hmm. And how good it is for them. I mean, they just get so much exposure from
that,
too.
Oh, they really do. And that's the most rewarding part.
And I can tell you have good photographers because you're the pictures, you know, the photographs in that magazine are so beautiful.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, they do.
They really look good.
Yeah, they
do. How do we get the magazine? Do we, if we don't want to pick it, I mean, first of all, give us some specifics about, like, spas and
absolutely. Yep, so you can pick it up all across the metro. You know, you mentioned Kowalski's earlier. That's a very big distribution point for us. A lot of people have those nearby. But doctors, dentists, spas, salons, if you don't see it in your salon or at your doctor's office, just shoot us an email. Let us know. We're always looking for new distribution points. And then also we have a subscriber database as well. So if you wanted to purchase the magazine and have it sent directly to your home or office, you can do that on our website. And it's $20 for a one-year subscription. So it's pretty well priced.
And what's your website?
It's herlifemagazine.com. And then you just click on the Twin Cities tab.
Oh, good. That's simple. That's
easy enough.
Easy enough. Well, I love that. And do you have criteria that you use for a business that needs the magazines? Do they have to fit a certain criteria?
We do. We look for very high female foot traffic because we're looking for you know, your listeners, our readers. We want to catch them in as many spots as we can and give them as many opportunities as possible to pick up the magazine. So high female foot traffic, certain parts of the city where we know that the type of content that we're talking about is going to be interesting to our readers. You know, we have pockets all across the metro where you can find the magazine, but we're always looking to expand that network. And if people have a spot that they think should have it, just let us know. We'll chat with the owner of the business or we'll see if it would be a good fit as far as being able to move the magazine and having people coming through and picking it up.
I know when I first saw it, I could not believe it was free.
I mean, yes,
I just could not believe this beautiful magazine was free.
Yes, it's been from day one. It's like, I can pick this. I can have this. Oh,
that's right. Are you sure?
Yeah, exactly.
Sure? Well, Lindsay, this has been really wonderful. And of course, Suzanne and I are very excited about the magazine and really talk about it a lot on our show.
Oh, thank you.
And tell everyone about it at our meetups and our swarms. So we really appreciate you being here. People can go to herlifemagazine.com.
Yep, and click on Twin Cities.
And get a hold of you. So
absolutely.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
And we are going traveling when everybody else is freezing their butts off. We are going to the Mayan Riviera, just south of Cancun, to a hotel called El Dorado Seaside Suites. It is a 5-star hotel, all-inclusive. It is wonderful. The hotel, the airfare, and everything included, all-inclusive in this adult upscale place, is $2,200 for 5 nights. That is a great deal. It's huge. So come and go with us. Get warm, get a tan, get a little color, take off your clothes. I mean, if you want to take off your clothes, and join us with Windy High Travel. Always take the high road. Go to our website, click on Windy High Travel, and you'll get all the information there.
And everybody, don't forget to tell our sponsors that you heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
And go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AgingButDangerous, and like Aging But Dangerous. And you don't even have to have a disguise on to do that.
And, Suzanne, we are going to be interviewed on the Smitten Kitten radio show on November 2nd. It's an hour from 6 to 7 on 950 a.m. And also on November 20th, we're going to have a Botox 101. It's going to be the first 25 people that come to Transcend Medi Spa will get free Botox. So that's going to be a fabulous evening.
And November 29th, that's the day after Thanksgiving, we are going to have a huge event with Ann Bancroft, and everybody gets to come meet Ann Bancroft, and what a treat. All right, thank you for joining us this brisk Saturday morning. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe to reduce their butt. That's one T, not two, and come travel with us. You are worth it.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life,
That's one T, not two. Tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.